You're listening to the Bill Good Program. Once again, here is Bill Good.
Thank you. For years, parents of kids with autism have been fighting to have their kids get proper treatment. They've been to court and won judgments damning the province under two governments now for not providing the children the medical care their human rights demand. Some people wonder why I keep coming back to this issue. I find it compelling, tragic, but compelling. Also, the longer the government drags the issue out in the courts, the more young children fall through the cracks. Jean Lewis is director of Families for Early Autism Treatment. She's in studio today. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Tell me about the Anderson case, the latest case.
The Anderson case is really the complement to the original Otten decision. And just to give the audience a review of what happened here, in July of 2000, the BC Supreme Court ordered the government to pay for specific science-based applied behavioral analysis treatment for all children with autism. They ordered the government to pay. They found that this treatment was medically necessary, and very significantly, they found that these children's Charter 15 rights were breached, equal access to health care. That was decided in July of 2000. Now, Otten is the name of one of the representative parents. We originally wanted to make this a class action suit wherein we could include all of the families with autistic children who required science-based treatment in the province. That was denied by the courts. It was turned into a representative action. However, four representatives out of 30 families were chosen to represent the suit or the evidence, which was the which came down the final decision. When it was decided that this was going to be a representative action by the courts, the Attorney General's office agreed that whatever decision the courts decided around these four representatives would be applied generally across the rest of the plaintiffs. They made that agreement. So what happened? Otten was decided in July of 2000. It was appealed by the government. The decision was upheld. It was actually strengthened. So by the appeal court, judges in BC actually said, you'll pay until all these children become adults as long as a physician prescribes this treatment. So the government lost the appeal there. And now the remainder of the families who were in the original Otten case were told, too bad, so sad. We never made any agreement to pay any of the rest of you. So we had to take them back to court with exactly the same evidence. And guess what? They lost again. And guess what? They're still not paying. There's been no stays in the effects of the judgment since July of 2000, and they are still not doing what the courts ordered.
The government is not.
They are not.
Now, my understanding from the last time you and I talked, that the government was taking this to the Supreme Court of Canada, mm-hmm. and that you were going to have to wait until then for a final decision.
Mm-hmm.
What is the Anderson case?
Well, the Anderson case, as I said, is the balance of the plaintiffs from the original okay. Otten case. And that case was heard. It was won. It was upheld by Mr. Justice Pitfield. In fact, he went as far as to say in his judgment that the government should no longer litigate any further cases like this. It's been litigated enough. He basically said, get in and do what the Otten decision said and stop litigating against these parents. The issues are the same.
But now, he didn't say, don't take it to the Supreme Court.
No, what he said in this particular case was the provincial government needs to stop causing families with autistic children to individually go and litigate to get the access to the remedy that the government was ordered to provide. Now,
but what the original judgment said was that it is the individual's right to health care.
Yes, it was.
That is the issue.
Right.
And that they do have an absolute human right to health care.
Yes. The original Otten decision said that the children's Section 15(1) charter rights were breached and that their equal access to health care was abrogated. They also decided that this was medically necessary treatment and the government had an obligation